Well, in this day and age when we have trading statements that have to be issued, there's not often a surprise when financial results are released by companies listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. But today, the Capitec share price was up 4%. What does that mean? Well, it means that the value of the company went up 13 billion rand. Quite extraordinary. Not that long ago that Capitec in total was only worth 13 billion rand. We talked today to the CEO, Gerry Fourie. It's extraordinary how far you've come, Gerry. I can't remember how long ago it would have been, but it's not that long ago that Capitec as a whole would have been worth what you added in value today to shareholder wealth on these very, very good financial results. And you've been there right through. You've been there the whole journey.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a sum here quickly because we've got 110 million shares. When we listed, I think we closed at 80 cents. So that gives you about 80 million rand. So that gives you a bit of a feeling. I don't know when we were on 13 billion. But what is also incredible, you know, August last year, this time we were just over 1,500. So we had a very good run. But I always say it's one of the Capitec cultures. We never talk about the share price. We focus on the client and focus on the business. Share price will look after itself.
And it certainly has worked out. You do make the commentary in your results today that what was once a retail bank is now very much turning into a financial services group. And it's interesting to take out the different parts of the group and the contributions that are being made by insurance, the funeral side of insurance, the business bank itself, and we can talk about that in a little while. But the one area in financial services where you're absent is investments. Any plans?
Yeah, there's quite a lot of plans. The question is just we're not getting enough time and focus to get to it. The one area that we've neglected that's definitely on the cards for next year is Stokvel's, because there's a big opportunity in South Africa, and investments will follow straight after Stokvel's. So it's on the roadmap. The other things have just taken priority.
What is interesting is that when you started Capitec, there was a executive in South Africa called Piet Badenhorst who was putting together from his United Building Society what is today ABSA. And his philosophy throughout was price, price, price. Become the lowest cost producer. Since he departed, the traditional banks seem to have forgotten about that. But that is something that seems to be at the core of your strategy as well, and particularly the way that you're entering the business market.
Yeah, I think the one thing that people don't always understand is if you're talking our numbers, 23 million clients, your economics of scale comes through. Because if you look at your OPEX or you look at fixed cost, if you put those numbers of clients through it, there's a massive difference on 12 million or 23 million. Your fixed cost actually halves. So we understand that game of bringing that numbers through, understanding the impact of throughput and lower cost, and then very importantly, giving it back to our client base. And that's what we've done in the retail space. That's what we've done basically right through. And that's one of the reasons why we've, on business banking, reduced the prices to exactly the same as retail. It's one of our philosophies that we're saying that why do you differentiate? All clients must be treated exactly the same. If a transaction costs us, let's say, cost of a 60, 70 cents, you can't ask for the one rand and for another client 5 rand. You ask for all of them, let's call it 1 rand. Why is a business banking transaction more expensive than a retail banking client? And why is a person with higher income must have a different pricing structure than a person with a lower income? So we look at a transaction and what that transaction is costing us, put a margin on top of it that links back to our 25% ROE, and then treat all clients equal. And it's a very important aspect. But you're 100% right. Price for us is important. So we always ask, how are we 20, 30, 40% cheaper than the market? And then drive that scale, because with that scale, you get a lot of efficiencies coming through.
The business banking clients that you opened in these 6 months, and let me just quickly go through the numbers because they really are spectacular. 6 months to the end of August, headline earnings up 36%. You increased your client base by 21%. 12.5 million of your clients now bank on the app, which shows that your digitization approach has worked. But there were 69,000 new business banking clients in this period, which is a significant uptick from the same period a year ago. What kind of businesses are getting the Capitec story?
I think what is important is that we haven't advertised it, we haven't driven it, because we were building and we had a lot of system instability still here in March, April, May. It's actually now that we're really driving it. And it's particularly where the clients that's coming in is word of mouth. And it was more your smaller people, your sole props, your companies of one or two or three directors are coming on board. Of that client numbers, what we find is if you open up 100, there's about a 40% inactivity. And if I talk to the other banks, it's similar to what they're getting in business banking. We're not used to it in the retail space. The retail space, we get a much higher activity level. So it's how do we drive that quality and how do we drive that product take-up? And that's also why if you look at our merchant services strategy that we've now put in place with our acquiring strategy, you can see what we've done. We've cut basically the point of sale machines by half, and we've driven transparent pricing in our commission rates, because commission rates was always it frustrated me, because we will go out with a price, then someone else will undercut it, then somebody else will undercut it, but it was never transparent. So now we've gone in and made pricing very competitive, very transparent, and very affordable. So yeah, we see a lot of opportunities, especially in the emerging markets and in the SME space, because that's where we want to focus, not the commercial side.
Now, I'm in a unique position as a journalist, having started my second company now. So I kind of get how important bank charges are, because it comes out of my own pocket. And I've been waiting for this to happen at Capitec. But I'll tell you a little story, Gerry. I used to be with Mercantile Bank, which is now Capitec Bank. Their systems were awful, and I had to move away from them. Their service was brilliant, but their systems were awful. And I bumped into a couple of your, can we call them colleagues, two staff members of yours who came to our BizNews investment conference off their own bat. And they said to me, no, we're so busy on the business bank. We're just opening so many accounts. So I thought, well, let me just wait a little until the dust has settled. But is it that bad? Are you getting inundated by business people who are saying, hang on, I want to cut my bank charges and I'm coming over?
Yeah, I think, you know, what we're seeing is a big uptake. We're now basically sitting at about 1,000 business accounts per day coming through. And, you know, if I'll give you an example in the merchant services, what we've done is we've sold about 700 to 700 merchants per month. We're doing now 500 per day. And it's all people that banks with ourselves. So we're starting seeing that momentum going up. We're also starting with our above the line campaign from January next year, because we're confident. We still got small hiccups in our systems to handle those volumes, but we're quite certain that that service delivery is going to be in the systems is going to be there. And if you go onto the app now, you go into the Capitec app, you swipe left, you swipe right. Poland.
It's a little bit like, I guess, what you did in the retail banking. Correct me here. You started with something, you then sold more products to your existing clients. They helped you to bring in more clients and an ecosystem. Where did that whole idea come from?
Yeah, you know, it's actually happened by itself, I would say. Because when we started the bank, about 50, 60% of South Africans were unbanked. We had to go up against the five traditional banks, and that was difficult. We couldn't take them head on with going into the cities or urban areas. So we started off in the rural areas. And I remember when I was in Transcar, I came back and I said to Rian, it's ideal to go into the Transcar, because only you had Meek Bank there, which was 50% APSA and 50% of trust. No other banks were there. And we started from that side. We also didn't have advertising money. So word of mouth for us was critical. That client service, that pricing, everything that we do is consistent, getting that word of mouth going. And then you suddenly realize, but you know, if you really work on your word of mouth, it's like, how do you go to a dentist or a doctor? It's word of mouth. You know, how do you really make certain that your clients are happy? So we're very conscious of making certain our word of mouth strategy goes, because if we can convince you, you've got good service, you will tell 10, 15, 20 other people about what's happening. So it's a critical part of our brand strategy.
And the pricing of the additional products, for instance, you can now do your cell phone account through Capitec. Have you used that as a deliberate lever to expand your client base?
Yeah, and in the retail space, it's definitely on. We're starting to see very good traction on our Connect clients that's taking up the products. You can see it on our value-added services where people are taking our products, because you're sitting with 23 million clients. You just now need to get that a new product into it. I did mention this morning that we want to go into a single service model whereby currently business bank and a retail is still two separate systems. That's the way we bought it. And we're definitely going to, in the next 2 years, going to bring it over to one with one service platform, one product range, so that whatever we design it for both business and retail. So that's the plan. That's what we're going to want to execute. Because then the nice thing is, if we build a product for a client, a big portion of SMEs are sole props, and then you can service them on, doesn't matter what platform you're servicing on, it's one system that you can operate from.
But then doesn't that put a cap on the size of business you can bring in?
Yeah, what we will do is, and we're doing it now already, if I look at the emerging markets where we are very strong focusing on Tembisa, Soweto, and Khayelitsha, we're actually doing it through our retail branches, because the majority of those spaza shops are sole props, and we're operating through our retail network, and they've got full access to our retail product range. We also sell our merchant services through our retail branch network, and then your more complex business structures we're doing through the business bank. But we foresee in the future that we'll bring that all together.
Well, the Capitec story is well known amongst the BizNews community. You were at our conference earlier this year and very appreciative they were of the story that you shared with us. But if you look ahead now into the future, are you running out of road in South Africa? Or where are you seeing the ecosystem growing to? Because surely after 22 million clients, can't be that many more South African clients available to you.
I think the word is ecosystem, Alec, because what we all want to do is, if you look at our business banking clients, I said it this morning that a business bank person is looking for two things. He's looking for affordable transaction platform, he's looking for credit, and he's looking for clients. He wants to grow his business. And if you look at, we've got 23 million clients, so we can, in your business, we can identify all the clients in Hermanus or close to Hermanus, and we can actually connect and create the ecosystem between your business and their business. And that gives you power. And then it's a credit risk assessment. So how do you create that ecosystem between our 23 million clients and then with our business banking, especially your small businesses? How do you create that? You create a Capitec ecosystem, and then how do you make certain that we support that with our insurance business? So if I look at especially insurance and business banking, we believe there's plenty of runway. And if I look at the retail space, you know, optimizing that 23 million clients, we're sitting out of that 23 million clients, 8.5 million is actually banking with ourselves. So they've got their salaries on deposit with us. So we believe there's a lot of runway. And if you look at value-added services, if you told me 20 years ago or 10 years ago, we would be selling DStv streaming through our platform, I would have said to you, you're crazy. Now, today, it's a value-added service that we provide for clients, because client wants to do streaming. So we will continuously looking in the value-added space. How do we create value for our clients? Because clients is looking not purely at banking, but they're looking at financial services, and that you bring the best type of offers through to your client base. So we believe there's plenty of opportunities.
So putting the client at the center of your universe, a little bit like what your partners at Amazon do. Huh? How much has that partnership paid off for you. I see on the digitization, you're now moving even more aggressively. They even cracked a logo on your presentation today.
Yeah, well, if you look at Amazon AWS, we've got everything in the cloud with themselves, and that gives us, it's incredible, your efficiency and your decision-making, where you're 80% quicker and faster and more efficient. We used to run provision models. It took 4 or 5 days. Now we do it in an hour. And I'm talking 2 years ago. So their capabilities is immense. Connect, the fact that you've got AWS Connect or Amazon Connect, it's our telephone system that links into the cloud, that goes into Salesforce. So every single time that you talk to ourselves in our call centers, it goes into the client history so that we can track and understand what happened to you, yourself, and the agent. So Amazon is a critical part of our business. And we've copied a little bit of what they've done. We worked quite a lot with them. Their team size pizzas, where they say a team should be able to eat one pizza and that should feed them. That's the type of concepts that we've stolen from them or learned from them. But yeah, we've got a very good relationship with themselves.
Artificial intelligence?
Well, that's where Microsoft is coming in. So it's big. It's part of AI is the future. We've actually got a project currently running whereby in our branches, because you can assume now with our consultants, they don't have 3-4 products, but they've got 20 plus. And for them to remember everything and understand everything, AI is perfect, because if they got stuck, you can just press a button and get the latest questions out. We're using in recruitment, going through job descriptions. AI with Microsoft is a critical part of our future.
Let's close off with Avafin, your international operation. I want you to tell me about it, but first, why didn't you go for Metro Bank? Because many years ago, I remember we had a conversation and you said, we're not going to the UK because they've got Metro Bank there. And now Metro Bank's on its knees, 70p a share. I think there would be many people who would back you to make a big change in the UK market. What happened? Why rather go to Eastern Europe and Mexico and Spain than to the UK?
It was actually quite interesting those days when what you spoke about. I actually had meetings with the CEO and the chairman of Metro Bank because they were very similar to ourselves, looking at things completely different. But Andre and myself had the tendency whenever Andre Duplessis, our previous CFO, that whenever we were going overseas, we would put a week aside and go and explore a different country to understand what's happening. We were in Spain, a couple of countries. And somehow we ended up in Poland. And I had a friend that was at school at Deloitte. And I phoned him up and said, what interesting companies do you have for us? And we spent a week in Poland and then looked at the Avafin model, and we understood a one-month loan product with very high interest rates. And we said, well, let's start. We need to, you know, there's two ways to go overseas. You either go big or you go small and learn. And we decided to go small and learn. And we had 7 years, we had 40% shareholding, and now we've decided to go 100%. And we see very similar trends that what we've seen in Capitec. You know, you start with 1 month, reduce the price, increase the term, put banking onto it, and then take it further. So, it's going to be interesting in the next 3 to 4 years.
Applying the learnings from South Africa into the global market, and in particular, Poland, Latvia, Czech Republic, Spain, Mexico, those 5 countries. Are you being a bit of a nice pet here, focusing just on emerging markets?
No, I think it's a market that we know. It's markets we understand. I think Mexico is very similar to South Africa, massive emerging market, massive remittances between America and Mexico. Spain, I think we spend quite a lot of time in Spain on the banking side. I don't know which one of the 5 we will go first, but the first objective is, I said it this morning, They used crowd finance. We were going to fund from South Africa. So we've got a strong balance sheet. So we'll fund. We'll start looking at reducing interest rates and start building a book. That's the first step. And then take it from there. But I see it more as a 5 to 10 year strategy. We need to focus on South Africa for the next 5 years.
You mentioned this morning, just to close off with, what was the reaction like to your presentation to the investment professionals?
I'm actually working with the asset managers tomorrow, today media, but I think everyone was very happy. It was positively received because, yeah, I think what is, and I said it this morning, you know, to go in COVID, I still remember COVID was in March and May. I said to my team, we're going to cut and we're going to cut deep. And then in July, I said, now we're going to grow. And to put through this economic turmoil that we went, we invested about $7 billion in building the other businesses. And yeah, today we can say that was the right call because I always believe in being positive and look at opportunities and don't downscale.
Kerry Furrier is the Chief Executive of Capitec. I'm Alec Hogg from biznews.com.